hidden in plain sight. Why'd it take so long? Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Let me in. Everything starts at your skin.
Hello, all you wonderful people of the Medford and Somerville area. As you may or may not be expecting, my name is Luke Powler, and I'm happy to have you on the show here today. You are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, here on 91.5 FM, and I'm excited for the show today. So we're going to play a little bit of a game tonight. Actually, two things to get out of the way in this first break. Three things. Oh, so many things. First of all, once again, I am Luke Poutler. You are listening to my show, Leagues Below the City Sky, where I play feel-good music to start you out on your week here on a Tuesday. So I guess you've kind of gone through like two-fifths of your week. Hey, good job you. You've gone through two-fifths of your week already. That's awesome. Anywho, so that's number one. This is who I am. This is what my show is. And number two. This week, I've got a bit of a theme going on. Every now and then it happens. Might be stealing an idea from a previous show I've done, but we'll get to that later. So far, I have played one song that was written by an artist that lives in a country, and that won't be surprising to you, I hope, because most people live in countries, I would say. But I don't know. I had this crazy idea. Tonight, I'm going to play every single song comes from an artist from a different country. And what you're going to do is, based only on the song title, listening to the song, and I'm going to give you the band names as well. With those three pieces of information, you're going to try to guess what country this piece of music has come from. No Google, that's cheating. Okay? Say it with me now. No Google, that is cheating. Because you can't cite your sources, because I can't check your... Anyway, you're going to keep track of your own points. That was Vance Joy with Lay It On Me. And that's our first song. At our next break, I will reveal the country that Vance Joy is from. And, you know, maybe this is an easy one. It'll get harder. I promise. The other thing to note is some of these songs aren't going to be in English. So, good luck with that. And finally, for this break, I currently don't have my headphones at the station. I hope that will change by later in the show. But as long as I don't have my headphones, please don't call in, because I wouldn't be able to hear you when we were talking on air. That'd be a bit of an oof, I'm not going to lie. Anywho, so that was Vance Joy with Lay It On Me. And you just listen to that. Up next, we've got the Bedside Kites with Deep Brown Eyes, their song. And let me know what you think that country would be. And you're going to keep track of your own points. So next break, I will reveal the countries for these first two songs. All right. And here we go. This is Deep Brown Eyes by the Bedside Kites. No Google. That was Deep Brown Eyes by the Bedside Kites. So to reveal the first two bands, you have the opportunity to win 2 points right now. The first one, Vance Joy, of course, if you recognize him from his hit Riptide a couple years ago, you would know that he is an Australian singer. One of probably my top performers of all time, that song Lay It On Me that I opened the show with, is off of his album called Nation of Two, which is honestly just a great album that you should give a listen to sometime. And then you just heard Deep Brown Eyes by the Bedside Kites, and they are our representation for the United States of America today. All of this music, like 90% of the stuff I'm going to play today, I've never heard before. And by that, I mean, there are three songs on this show that I had heard before, like the past 3 days when I started researching for this show. But point is, a lot of this stuff is going to be all over the place, and I think that's kind of awesome, personally, so I hope you like it, too. Up next, we've got La Fette is the name of the song by a band called Oppo and the Apostles. And then after that, we've got a song called Do 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 by a band called Dansu, which is D-A-N-S-U. So I want you to lock in guesses both right now and then also as the music is playing. And you've got the opportunity to win two more points after those two songs come on. I will come back on, tell you which countries these two songs came from, these two bands came from. And, you know, we'll keep track, see how you're doing throughout the show. So this is La Fette by Oppo and the Apostles.
بحكيكي كل مرة طنشيني كل مرة خليكي في البيت لو بتعيدي الكرة خربيها بالمرة بوصل لك عالبيت وجيتك عبيتك رنت لك رنتك لفيت 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 وجيتك عبيتك
All right, so a couple things there. First of all, what you just listened to was unfortunately a promise that fell through on my part. I promised Do 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 by the band Dansu, but you just heard actually Seju by a band called Yell. So I'm going to give you a second to formulate your opinions on where you think those two bands were from. First, it was Oppo and the Apostles with La Fette. And after that, Seju with Yell. I'm going to butcher so many pronunciations tonight. I'm going to get that right off the bat. Unfortunately, we're 20 minutes into the show, so not quite right off the bat. But anyway, while you're thinking, I just wanted to say big thank you. Huge shout out to my wonderful girlfriend, Lily Buxton. She came over with my headphones, and I've got them now. So... Oh, and I cannot forget her awesome roommate, Mia, who also came. Huge shout out to those two wonderful people that really bailed me out right now. I'm not going to lie. But I've got my headphones on now, so feel free to call into the studio, he says, shaking with fear. Absolutely shaking with fear. But also really looking forward to putting people on air. So, hey, bit of a two-sided coin there. All right, so to reveal some stuff. La Fette is by Oppo and the Apostles, who are from Bethlehem in Palestine. And Seju is by Yell, who is a French band. So France and Palestine are the two answers for the past two bands, or I suppose Bethlehem, if you prefer, for Oppo and the Apostles. Up next, your total points could now be 4. That's the other thing. How you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well, both in real life and in this game that I've formulated that is very cheatable, but please don't cheat. Anyway, up next we've got Do 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 by Dansu, and after that, Locura by Alex and Wander. I think I got that wrong. Anyway, here is Do 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 by a band called Dansu.
There is a girl in the lobby of a cheap hotel. She's got her eyes fixed on the floor. She is collecting pieces of the broken hearts of the people who were there before. And it's alright, everybody's on their own, lying wide awake at night. And it's alright, being far away from home, between the the neon lights. Do, 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 do you want me to spend some time sitting next to you? Do, 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 do you wonder why? Is there more than meets? Is there more than meets the eye? Eyes fixed on the screen. He's taking pictures of his empty cup like it's the cover of a magazine. And it's alright, everybody's on their own, pretending everything's fine. Yeah, it's alright that you're sleeping with your phone. The static makes you wonder why.
Stop.
And that was Locura by Alex Onwantender. Probably butchered that. Definitely butchered that. I'm gonna upgrade that to a definitely butchered that. But our friend Alex, I hope you've got your guesses in, by the way. Our friend Alex is from Chile. And before that, you heard Dansu, who are from the Netherlands. And honestly, just all great music. I had such a fun time putting together this show, quite frankly. It was great. And I can't wait for the rest of it, honestly. So I'm just going to pop back into the music. Start to get your guesses ready. First for a song called Why So Lonely by The Wonder Girls. And after that, a song called Bungalow by a band called Al Baire. So, yeah, good luck on those. But these are, I think, probably two of my favorite songs that I'm going to play on this whole show. So just prepare yourselves for some awesome music. You've heard some awesome music, and get ready for some more.
Legal.
And that was Bungalow by Al Barre. And they are from Cape Town, South Africa. So there's a little bit of representation of the South African indie rock scene, which honestly is way bigger than I thought it was going to be. It's really cool. Like, Bungalow was one of, I think, three or four different songs that I was thinking about putting on this show from South Africa, which was the coolest thing. It looks like I might be getting a call right now, so I'm going to go into some music real quick. We will come back, hopefully with someone on air. This is Telecaster Stripes by Polka Dot Stingray. We have a caller on right now. It is, we've got Stephanie and Lauren calling into the show. Hello, Stephanie and Lauren.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you, Luke?
I am doing great. How have you been liking the show so far?
It's great. You know, I've actually been, like, listening to every episode since the first show, and I really wanted to let you know that on air your voice sounds like it would smell like sandalwood. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. I think they might have just hung up on me. I'm not going to lie. So that happened. Those are my friends, Steph and Lauren. They are great. Yeah, and so a bunch of songs to go through real quick if you guys have been keeping up with the game. Let's see. I don't think we ever got to Why So Lonely, which was by a band called Wonder Girls from Korea. The last song you heard was Telecaster Stripes by a band called Polka Dot Stingray. And they are from Japan, actually, which you probably could have, told. You could have telled. You could have been telled. You could have been telled if you were listening to the music and you knew a little bit of Japanese. Coming up next, we've got Host of a Ghost by a band called Porter. Another song that, while researching for this show, I found for the very first time ever. And quite frankly, I like them a lot. I like a lot of this, music a lot. I really do. I hope you guys are enjoying the show as well. I hope you guys are enjoying the start to your week. Oh, and before I forget, we got to do a little bit of a PSA before the show is over. So, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high-interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. So this is a bit of an announcement, I guess, on money and money management. So pay down your high interest cards. I don't know what that means because I'm 19, but I don't feel like an adult yet. That could mean anything to me. Your high interest cards. So I'm going to take an educated guess, Mike. I am assuming that it's talking about sort of like Pokemon cards that you really, really like. Those are your high interest cards. So pay for those because stealing is bad. This has been a PSA from Luke Poutler. I hope you enjoyed the callers on air, and I hope you've been following along with our game. I'm going to be honest, I already forget the number of points you could have by now. Let's see. It could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 9, I think, is potentially your point total right now. And we are going into Porter with Host of a Ghost. And hopefully we can fit 3 more songs in after this. We will see. Probably only 2, looking at the time. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, and that was Host of a Ghost by a band called Porter. Porter, they hail from Mexico. I believe Mexico City. I could be wrong. They could be the group from Guadalajara. I looked at Mexico, along with Cape Town, were two of the places that I saw that had the largest alternate rock scenes that I didn't know about, which was really cool, actually. I don't know. This has been such a neat show to research for. I love so much of the music that I found, quite frankly, and I hope that you guys are loving it too. We're gonna go into one last song soon, but a couple of things to do before we do that. I had to cut a couple songs at the end, and I'm just kind of playing with timing right now, so, I mean, hey. Radio is more of an art than a science, I guess you could say. Yeah. So, I don't know if you've been paying attention throughout the show. We actually had music representing each continent, which was incredible, something I did intentionally. I thought it was awesome, because not only is there awesome music all over the world, but I think it's really cool that there are a lot of people that like the same kind of music and are willing to make the same kinds of music all over the world. And so I was looking for actually music from the seventh continent. I misspoke earlier. We do not technically have music from all seven continents because very little music has been made on Antarctica. That's false. Very little music has been recorded on Antarctica, actually. There is one woman, I believe her name is Cheryl Leonard, who picks up debris, picks up both garbage and I think natural products of Antarctica and turns them into ambient music. We will not be playing any of her stuff on the show today because unfortunately it's very ambient music and it doesn't quite meld with everything else that I've been playing. So, but the other kind of music that is found on Antarctica that is made by humans is songs that researchers will sing to themselves. And one of the most frequent kinds of songs that researchers sing is tunes that are already in their head that they've given sort of a re-lyricing of, should I say. Oh, they've done covers of these songs that already exist. So to honor Antarctica, I will be reading out a version of the 12 Days of Christmas that I found online that actually researchers on Antarctica made to reflect their whole their situation down there as they do research. So on the 12th day at Davis, the station leader gave to me 12-minute showers, 11 dodgy forecasts, 10 tons of sewerage, 9 angry tradies, 8 all Davis emails, 7 types of pasta, 6 Chinese lagers, a spare casa ski, 4 weeks of slushy, 3-minute showers, 2 Saturday duties, and a chopper ride to the A. Marie. So, interesting look at what it's like to be in Antarctica, I suppose. And we've got a final song, and then I will properly outroduce the show. The song is called Always Like This. This is your final opportunity to earn a point. So, you know, go for it. Really just... the band is called Bombay Bicycle Club. I don't know if that'll help. And the song is called Always Like This.
Oh, she can't wait for what I can give. She knows what I am, but she won't believe me. Is it all okay? Will I come off the like this? I can't believe it. It's always like this, 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 like this. Kept it at bay, yes, you kept your word. Is there on your mouth, but it's not what I heard. If I follow the light that I deem the brightest, I won't believe it, it's always like this. Oh, no. know what I am, so you know how I live. And try to look proud, but you're not in the slightest. It's happening now, and it's always been like this. Like this, 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 like this.
And that was Bombay Bicycle Club with their song Always Like This from their excellently named album I Had the Blues But I Shook Them Loose, which quite frankly that's just cool. That's just they looked at each other and they were like, what are we gonna name our album? We're gonna name it a full sentence about being happy after we've just been sad. I think that's really neat personally. Thank you for, you know, listening to my show today, for sticking with me all the way through a bunch of music. Maybe you didn't know all the languages in here. That's okay. Let's see. What have you listened to? This is our final chance to win points here with Bombay Bicycle Club. I clicked on them expecting them to be an Indian band. They are from England, which is also something that would make sense. Anywho. So that is your final chance to win points. Let me know how you did. If you know me personally, shoot me a text. Send me an email. Give me a page. I don't have a pager, but figure it out. It'll be cool. If you're in Medford looking for the weather for the next couple days, sorry I didn't get to that sooner. Today, 53. Tomorrow, it'll be partially sunny, partially cloudy. High of 54, low of 42. Thursday, it might rain. High of 49, low of 41. On Friday, it will most definitely rain, unfortunately, with a high of only 47. So it'll be a bit chillier. Once again, thank you for listening to my show today. I'm going to take us to automation real quick, so I don't really know what song is coming next, but I hope it's a good one. Thank you for listening. This has been Leagues Below the City Sky, brought to you by me, Luke Poutler, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, which is Tufts Freeform Radio. Catch me next week where I will be doing more weird stuff. Call in next week. I'll put together a game. It'll be nice. We'll play a game on air. It'll be like, whose line is it anyway? It'll be a whole thing. Anywho, here's automation. Here is another wonderful show coming after me. I think. I'll keep you company until it comes up. There we are. Have a good night, everyone.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.